Bachis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bachis Bavli, Daf Nun. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Hei, Amad Aleph, on the third line, B'meya Oime Chule. The Mishnah taught, B'meya Oime Chule. If there are 100 people, he says the following. Amar B'Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Aval Divrei Chachomim, Echad Asa Ve'Echad Asa Ribui. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. But the Chachomim say that 10 is the same as 100,000. He says, Hashem Elokeinu. Rava Omar, Halacha Kamisha Oime, Echad Asa Ve'Echad Asa Ribui, Elokim Nitzah Ve'Adas Keol. Rava says, the Halacha follows the opinion that 10 is the same as 100,000, because it says in a Pasuk, and these words are added to the Gersa, Elokim Nitzah Ve'Adas Keol, Hashem stands in the assembly of God. Minayin Le'Edashi Asoah, what's the source that Eda, a congregation, is at least 10? Rav Abba, Rav Yasa, B'Shem, Rav Yochanan, Ne'ema Kan Eda, V'Ne'ema La'alon Eda. Ma Eda, Sh'Ne'ema La'alon Asoa, Af Eda, Sh'Ne'ema Kan Asoa. The answer is Rav Abba and Rav Yasa, quoting Rav Yochanan, said, it says here Eda, and it says there, about the Meraglim who were Roshoim, it says Eda. Just like Eda there was 10, also Eda here is 10. Amrav Simon, Ne'ema Kan Toich, V'Ne'ema La'alon Toich. Ne'evov, Ne'esov, Lishbor, Bar, B'Soich, Haboim, Ma toich amol alon asor afkan asor. But Simon says, it says here the word toich. It says v'nikdashi b'seich b'nei yisol, that I will be sanctified in the midst of b'nei yisol. And it says there in Bereishis Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Hey, and the children of Yisol came to purchase grain amongst those that came. Just like toich over there was 10 people, means it was the 10 brothers. Also toich here means 10 people. Amalei Rabbi Yosi Barbun. Im mitoich ad yalefla sagininim. Rabbi Yosi Barbun objected, if you learn toich from over there, there were actually many, because it refers to all the people that came to buy. Ela ne'ma kan b'nei yisol, v'nei malalon b'nei yisol, ma b'nei yisol, sh'nei malalon asor, afkan asor. Rather, it's going on the words b'nei yisol, that just like it says over here, v'nikdashi b'seich b'nei yisol, and it says over there about Yaakov's sons b'nei yisol, just like b'nei yisol there was 10, also here it is 10. What do Rabbanon learn from the basically source that the bracha is according to the number of people from the pasuk Makelois Bohu? Makelois b'chol kehila v'kehila. The answer is Makelois refers to in each and every kehila of 10 you bless with Hashem's name. Amar Rechanina b'reid Rabbi Yabohu b'makelos siv. Rechanina b'reid Rabbi Yabohu rejected that, saying no, it's written without the verb makelas, so we expand it to refer to one kehila as if it said to makelas. Piska, Amar Rabbi Akiva Chole, we quote again from the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says that in the Beis Knesset we always say Borchu. Rabchir Ba'ashi Kam Mikri Ba'iraisa Ba'amar Borchu V'la'amar Hamar Vayrach Bo'on Mishtukune. Rabchir Ba'ashi rose and read from the Torah, he said Borchu, but he didn't say the word Hamar Vayrach. They wanted to silence him. Rishmar says that we say Borchu Hashem Hamar Vayrach. Amar Lahoin Rav Alpunye Denahi Rabbi Akiva. Rav said, leave him, he conducts himself like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Zeira kam mikrei koyin b'makom Levi u'birch lefaneu l'achver u'von mishtekunei. Rabbi Zeira rose and read from the Torah the first aliyah, which is for a koyin, and since there was no Levi, there also in place of a Levi. He blessed before and after also the second time. They wanted to silence him, because they noticed he saw only the first blessed beforehand and only the last blessed afterwards. Amaloin u'chia ba'ashi alpunei dechein inun nehigun gabayu. U'chia ba'ashi said, leave him. So they conduct themselves amongst themselves in Bavel, which is where Rabbi Zeira came from. Siv Vayivach Ezra Es Hashem Elokei Elokei Agadol V'mahu Gidloi. The Pasuk says, and the Gemara asks, in Nehemiah it says in Perek Ches Pasuk Vav, and Ezra blessed Hashem, the great God. How did he aggrandize Hashem? Vada B'Shem HaMafurosh. The answer is, he aggrandized him with Hashem's Shem HaMafurosh, his pronounced name as it's written. But Masna Amagadol V'bracha. A second answer is Masna, that he aggrandized him through a bracha, means he returned to say Akel HaGolol HaGibor V'HaNoira. Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Lama Nikra Anshei Knesset HaGadola Shehechziru HaGadola LeYoshna. Rav Simon, quoting Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, says, why were the people known as Anshei Knesset HaGadola? They returned the greatness to its former state. Amar Pinchas Moshe Eskin Matbea Shal Tfila Akel HaGolol HaGibor V'HaNoira. Rav Pinchas says that Moshe enacted the text of Tfilah, as we see in Dvarim Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the God, the Great, the Mighty, and the Awesome. Yumi Omer, Akel HaGolol HaGibor, V'lo Yama HaNoira. Lama Amar HaGibor, Levet Noya Likoyt Gibo, Shuvoya Choban Beisa Vishoisek, Yirmiya said, and that's appears in Sefer Yirmiya Peklam Beis Pasuk Yutches, the God, the Great, and the Mighty, but he didn't say Noya the Awesome. Why did he feel that it's proper to say he is Gibo? It's proper to call him Gibor because he overcomes his inclination, because he sees the Chorban of his house, and he's silent. But Lama Loina Omar Noira, why did he not describe Hashem as awesome? Ela She'en Noira El Beis HaMikdash, Shneimah, Noira Elokim HaMikdashecha. Why did he not say Noira? Noira refers only to the Beis HaMikdash, as it says in the Pasuk Tehillim, Perek Samaches, Pasuk Lamed Vav, you are awesome, O Hashem, from your Mikdash. Daniel Omar HaKel HaGodol VaHaNoira V'Lo Omar HaGibor, Bonav Mathum Bakolin Hechan Hi Gvuase. Daniel said, Hakel Hagobel Vahanoya, God the Great and the Awesome, but why did he not say Gibor the Mighty? His children are given over in nooses to the Gentiles, where is Hashem's Gvur to be seen? Balama Omahan Noira, Lazenai, Lekois Noira, Vanova Ois Shaasalanu Bakishanaish. Why did he say though Noira, which means awesome? It's proper to call him Noira, for Hashem did Noira Ois awesome things with us in the furnace fire. The Kenya Amdan Chikinsa Gadola, Echthir Hagodula, the Yeshna Hakela Golo, Hagit Bova Hanoira. Once Anchikinsa Gadola arose, they returned the greatness to its former state, and they enacted the entire text of Hakela Hagodo, Hagibova Hanoira. Rubasa Adam Yeshba Kirchliten Kitfer Ledvam Alalu, that flesh and blood have the power, the authority to limit these matters to, in the praise of Hashem. Amra Yitzhak Ben Alaza, Yoidim Hen Anavim, She Eloikan. Amiti, ve'einan machnifin lo. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said that the Nevi'im know that their God is truthful and they don't flatter him to say what they don't perceive. We come on to the next Mishnah. Shloshu she'ochlu ke'achas einu v'shaim lechalek, v'chein dalet v'chein chamisha. The Mishnah says, if three people ate together, they may not separate and bless individually. The same applies to four or five. Shisha nechlakim ad asara. If six ate together, they may separate into two groups of three. Each will be mezamen by himself. The same applies to 7, 8, or 9, up until 10. V'asor eino nechlokim anchihu esrim. But 10 may not separate, because they are obligated to be mezamen using Hashem's name, unless there are at least 20, that they may divide into two groups of at least 10, and each will be mezamen with Hashem's name. The Gemara says, Tani haya yoshev v'aricha b'shabbos v'shachach v'lei hizke shal shabbos, v'av omar choyze u'shmulam eino choyze. The Gemara says, if one was sitting and eating on Shabbos, and he forgot, and didn't mention Shabbos in Bechaz HaMozoin, with the part that's called Ritzei, Rav says he returns to repeat it, and Shmuel says he does not repeat the Birchas of Mazon. Shimon Abba, Baba Vashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Safik Hizke, Shurash Chedesh, Safik Lo Hizke, Ein Machzir Noise. Shimon Bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said if it's a doubt whether or not he mentioned Rosh Chedesh, we don't make him return. Ashkach Tani Apolik. The Gemara asks, there's a price that disagrees. Kol Yoim Shiesh Bekov Musaf, Kugoyin Rosh Chedesh, Vacholish Amayed, Sarach Lazke, Meina Ma'ur, Im Lo Hizke, Machzir Noise. The Baita says that every day that has a Korban Musav, such as Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, he has to mention Me'ein HaMa'or, which pertains to the particular day. If he did not mention, we make him return. Means even though Rabbi Yochanan discussed a Safik, the Chazaka is that he said like he normally would and didn't mention Shabbos, the same would therefore apply to one who Vadai did not mention it. Every day without Korban Musaf, such as Chanukah and Purim, we must mention Me'ein HaMa'ur, and that's Al Nesim. If he did not mention it, we don't make him return. Chanan ba'aba b'chavaye havayasvin achlin v'shabsa manda achlin v'ba'ochin kam azalei chazal l'gabon ashkechun v'ochin ashkechanun v'ochin. Chanan ba'aba and the Talmidim were eating on Shabbos. After they ate and blessed, he went away, and he returned and found the blessing. Amar v'leikva b'yachnu. Chanan said, but didn't we already bless? Amulei mevorchim v'choizin mevorchim de'ashkechan medakva de'shabbosa. The Talmidim says, yes, we blessed, and we returned to bless again because we forgot to mention Shabbos. Lo yam akein, Rabbi Ababa v'shem, Rabbi Chuna, Rabbi Yemim metuva v'shem, Rav shachach v'lei hizke shal Shabbos, oime shisei boch ha'she nosan, Shabbos le'menucha, la'am ha'yisol. Chanan said that didn't Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav Chuna, say, quoting Rabbi Yeria of Tuva, in the name of Rav, that if one forgot to mention Shabbos in Birchas HaMazon, he says the following blessing, Baruch Asher Nosan Shabbosos Lemenucha La'am HaYisrael. Kein v'shehesiyah daito v'chein v'shehesiyah daito. This is so when he diverted his mind and began the next bracha, and when he did not divert his mind, he also needs to say it. Tani עשור בני אדם שהיו מהלכים בדרך, אף פי שכולם אוכלים מכיכר אחד, כל אחד ואחד מברך לעצמי. Vaisa says, if 10 people are walking on the road, even though all of them eat from one loaf, each of them blesses for himself. Rashi ve'ochlu, af api shekol echad ve'echad oichal mechika atzmai, echad me'varachal al yidei kulam. If they sat and ate, even though each person eats from his own loaf, one blesses for all of them. Rav Yirmiyah zamin lechavei b'funduka. Rav Yirmiyah was mezamin with his friend with whom he ate on the road only when he came to an inn. We come now to the next Mishnah. שתי חבורי שהיו אוכלים בבית אחד, בזמן שמקססם רואים אלו אס אלו, הרי אלו מסתרפים לזימון. ואם לאו, אלו מזמן לעצמן ואלו מזמן לעצמן. The Mishnah says that if two groups ate in one house, if some in each group can see each other, they join for a zimun, if not, each is mezamin by itself. ואין מבורכם על היין, עד שייתן הסיכוי מים, דברי רבי אליעזר. Rabbi Eliezer says, we don't bless on wine until we add water, only then it's considered proper to drink, because wine always needs to be diluted in those days. Chacham say we may bless even before adding water. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Abba, Barzimna, B'shem Rabbi Zeira, L'shnei Batim Nitzvecha. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Abba, Barzimna, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that our Mishnah needed to teach that when some can see each other, they join, when they're in two different houses. And Rabbi Yochanan, Dehen, Shenechasu, Meshah, Rishona, Amanas Kain. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is only when they entered from the beginning, with this intent to be mezamen together. Elaim beis nasiyei ma at avid loin, b'bayis echad v'shnei batim. These houses of the nasi, they have many houses close to each other. Sometimes they're open, sometimes they're locked. Do we consider them like one house or like two houses? Ne'ma im haya darkon la'avoy elu al elu mezamenim me'olav mezamenim. The answer is if it was normal for them to pass through each other, they are mezamen together. If not, they are not mezamen together. Rav Brachia mukim la'moira al tara mitzia. The Beit Midrash, Rabbi Mezamin al Elain val Elain. Rabbi Brachia set up his servant in the middle gates of the Beit Midrash, and he was Mezamin with these and these, meaning the groups on each side. Im Mevorchim al Yain ad Shiyitin Asaychim Mayim, to Rabbi Lezer, V'chacham Mayim im Mevorchim. Rabbi Lezer says, we don't bless on wine until adding water. Chacham say, we may bless. That was a quote from our Mishnah. Rabbi Zerikia, V'shem Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Moedim Chacham Rabbi Lezer, V'kois Shalbocha, Shunoisin Asaychim Mayim Kol Shuvim. Rabbi Zerikia quoting, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina said that Chacham agreed to Rabbi Lezer about the Kois Shel Brocha, that he puts any, means at least a small amount of water into it. The Higin Rabbanon Shisekein Gam Vahein Kasa de Kiddusha. Rabbanon do so also with a cup of Kiddush. Milsa Rabbi Yosef Pliga Ad Rabbi Yonah Tam Kasa Umaskan La. The teaching of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina argues for Rabbi Yonah, because Rabbi Yonah, when he had only one cup of wine, he tasted the cup of Berachas HaMazon at night and fixed it by adding water in the morning so it would be full. In Tamer Shehu Mazug, because just perhaps it was already mixed at night. Batani Hashoyse Mashkim Mezugim She'ovar Alehim Alayla Damer Roishoy. The Gemara says no, because one who drinks mixed liquids that were left overnight, he's liable for the damage that will come to him. And Rabbi Yochanan Vehein Shelanu Beklei Matras. Rabbi Yochanan says this is if they were left overnight in a metal plea.